share the future vision as far as what we're talking about going is of the people that are there, and not many people I know that are as connected as he is. So I'm coming out to you. Something is changing. And I think that what we've reached is we've reached sort of a scale.
And yet, you don't really know if there's a potty going on the website. Pages haven't changed. So you go to that page, that Goldman Sachs opinion piece, and you don't know that there's 100,000 other people on that page right now. You have to go over to other tools and other platforms to see that. So I think we're tumbling into this new network of connectivity, and it's changing the way we should think about web pages, we should think about websites, and we should think about social. We should think about it this as a network, because we are building networks of connectivity here. We should think about it as being nonlinear. All of these things are subject to power laws, so the structure of them is different. And we should think about it in the context of a new architecture. It's really an architecture which looks more, and what becomes more important is event notifications and understanding when these bursts are happening and how you can track them, and being there at the right time and having the tools to understand them and being able to understand how you can participate. And then also understand when you don't want to participate, because all this has pull to it, there's gravity to all of these networks. And yet, the social gravity, I think, tends to obfuscate the importance for individualism and for the fact that, yes, we're building these incredible tools for collectivism and collective thinking, yet we've got to, at the same time, build very, very strong platforms and tools for individuals to sort of pursue solitary thinking and solitary affairs, because the two of them are complementary, the two of them need to coexist. And I think right now we're spending so much time driving everything into social, we also need to understand how we drive things into an individual sense of quality and creativity and just sort of individual thinking versus collective thinking. Yeah, I'm reading a book now by Andrew Keen, and he talks about, or uses the term, he says, we're becoming our own collective image. And I think that as we move through and as we develop this new stage of the social web, there's this collective image that we're creating of ourselves needs to be contrasted with an image of ourselves as individuals and what it means to still be an individual. 1:27. Attribution. The nice icons come from a thing called the NAV project, which is a website. And they let you download all these nice icons, but they like you to attribute, so it's an attribution.